Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is the Crow Wing County Administrator, Tim Houle. Welcome to the program again.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
So this is part three of the three-part series we've been doing on the relationship between counties in the state of Minnesota, and particularly rural Minnesota, and state and federal government entities and how that relationship works. It turns out that it's a complicated process and that some counties get a significant amount of their overall revenue from state and federal sources. And you were talking last week about how communication, especially to the state legislature, is so vitally important so that they know where the funding gaps are and what needs addressing. One thing we didn't really talk about was roads and bridges. And how does that all work with federal and state dollars?
There are federal dollars that come into the state of Minnesota for transportation projects. And usually that's a reconstruction project, mill and overlay, those kinds of things. And the state of Minnesota decides that a portion of that funding is going to go towards the state highway system. And they decide that a portion of that will go to cities of the first class as well as counties. So throughout the state of Minnesota, there are these what are called area transportation partnerships, and they're comprised of county engineers from each of the counties, the city engineers from the cities of the first class, and a couple of other representatives representing different facets of transportation. And every year, they get together and accept proposals from that particular region. And then that group gets together and scores them through a scoring system to try to set what are the greatest priorities for the region. And then over the course of time, of course, they're trying to balance out how did we distribute those federal monies throughout the region. Those regions then submit all of those projects to MnDOT, and MnDOT goes down the list of priorities with as far as they can with their level of funding. But each region usually knows about how much they could expect to get, and so the priorities are really set at the local level for that portion of the federal money that comes for local road projects.
And so the next thing is there's a census coming up, and this is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is very, very important when the census comes around, which will be coming around in the not-too-distant future now in 2020, and making sure that everybody gets counted. Minnesota is on the verge of losing one of its congressional representatives, which could have great impact on the amount of federal dollars that flow in to Minnesota. We're all going to pay the federal taxes at whatever rate the federal government sets. The question is how much of that is going to come back to Minnesota versus how much of that is going to go to Alabama or some other place like that. Minnesota tends to send more in than it gets back. And so losing a congressional seat can be a really big deal. So the census is something that is equally important coming up in the not-too-distant future.
Well, Tim, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and best wishes to you and the crew there in Crow Wing County.
Very good. Thanks, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it.
Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.